put the words and the melodies together. I am music and I write the song.
Tell me what you think about this song. Sue me if you reckon it's too long. I wanna know how you really feel.
So what can I do when I get lonely to distract you? What can I maybe impress you with your song?
This is Infants on Thrones. The philosophies of men mingled with humor. We are the Quorum.
Welcome back. Welcome back. That's my singing intro to Welcome Back to Infants on Thrones. I'm Glenn Ostlund, and I'm going to do something a little bit different today. Now, we're getting ready to start the next listener essay contest. That's going to be running through May. And once again, like we did in February, you listeners will be able to vote for your favorite listener essays. And then the top three winners will get $200, $100, and $50 respectively. Now, this upcoming week, you're going to be hearing from the three winners from the previous essay contest. And I love these listener-generated content. It's really great. It's really cool. You say you want a revelation song that Weird Alma did for our recent General Conference episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, kicking off the first stop on his world tour, our new president and prophet, Russell M. Nelson!
You say you want some revelation, well, here you go.
That stuff's awesome. There's so much talent out there, and I love it when we get to share that talent with others. Now, it's scary to do. I know, it's scary to do. There's always the risk of feeling that you're not good enough or you're going to be mocked and ridiculed. Yeah, I know. And that brings me to today's mini-sode. So I am going to be playing today some songs that I wrote several years ago, and I'm going to sing them for you. Now, I know that there's listeners out there who do this yourselves. You write music, you play instruments, you sing, you create music. So to you, I have a question. Are any of you interested in doing a songwriting contest like we're doing these essay contests? An opportunity to share yourself and the things that you've created with others through this podcast, through Infants on Thrones? Well, think about it. If you're interested, email me at infantsonthrones@gmail.com and let me know what you think. If there's enough interest, we'll do it. So today, I'm going to share three songs with you, and I'm a little torn about how much I want to say about each one of them because, you know, one of the things I love so much about music and all kinds of artistic expression, really, is the way that the listeners can assign meaning to what they're hearing, regardless of what the reason was behind the song, you know. It used to frustrate me when I'd listen to interviews with songwriters that I liked and I wanted to know what, you know, why did they write that song? What does it mean? And they wouldn't explain it. They would say, well, we don't want to take away from what the song means to listeners, blah, blah, blah. I used to hate that. But now I get it. I understand because, you know, really it's far more important what meaning you're taking away, what meaning you're assigning to it. So I'm trying to do this balance. There's a few things I want to say about the songs, but really, anyways, whatever you think, if it's important, if it's meaningful, it's what you bring to it. So over the years, I've written about 20 songs, maybe. I'm going to play three of them here today, and then the rest I'm going to start publishing over the next several months over on Patreon only. I'll do one song a week. So if you're interested in hearing more, and you would like to support us for as little as $1 a month on Patreon, well, then please do so. I'll also be putting on those Patreon versions, I'll put different versions of the songs because I did some things with GarageBand that's different than just, you know, having the guitar and singing. So if people are interested in hearing that, that'll be available on Patreon. All right, so here you go. You know, if this is interesting to you and you want to be part of a listener songwriting contest, please let me know. And if this isn't interesting to you and you're just going to mock and make fun, you can stop listening now. I mean, you can, I guess that's fine. If you want to mock, if you want to make fun, that's my gift to you. Go ahead, do it. Have fun. Enjoy.
Don't worry that it's not good enough.
Yeah.
For anyone else to hear. okay.
Uh-huh. I will. So all three of these songs that I'm playing for you today, I wrote in 2009 when I was living in Tokyo, Japan. And I had, you know, one of them is about faith crisis stuff, and then two of them are about marriage challenges. The marriage of mine that ended after 17 years was coming towards that end. So I think I had already started being a participant on the Mormon Expression podcast. And for any of you who remember those days and remember the contributions that I made back then, I was still attending church. I was still really wanting to hold on to the things that I loved about the church. I was still wanting to hold on to a belief in God. And so I wrote this song as it was becoming increasingly difficult to do so, and thinking that the only way I could do that was through playing a game of make-believe. So that's what this song is about, and it's called Make Believe.
You feel so far away. It's like I never knew. And when I called your name, where were you? It seems like such a long, long time since I had you here with me. And when you went away, it's like I never knew. But if I make believe, I can feel you. But if you're only in my dreams, how can I know you're really here with me? Till I see it. When I see it. And when you went away, feels like I'm alone in the rain every day. But if I just make you might be here with me. Feels like I'm just fooling myself. I can't think of anything else till I feel you. When I feel you. Since you went away, it feels like I'm alone in the rain every day. But if I just make believe, you might be here with me. I guess I'll just keep fooling myself. I just can't stomach anything else till I be you. Really be you. Teach me how to make believe. Make believe.
When I was living in Japan, I was working for a medical device company, and doing stuff throughout the region of Asia Pacific. And I traveled to Beijing once, and a friend of mine said that there are these great guitars that you can get for really cheap. And so I went out and I found one. It was all right. You know, it's an okay guitar. And it was cheap. I brought it back to the hotel room and I started writing. There was this chord progression that just, I don't know, just was like, anybody who's written music probably has this experience where it's like, almost like you're remembering a sound or remembering this chord progression and then trying to figure out how to play it. That's how it was for me. And so this song I wrote in about 30 minutes sitting on a bed in a hotel room in Beijing, just thinking about how hard my marriage was at the time and wanting, you know, like hoping to find some little glimmer of hope in it. So I think, to me, the song has sounds of hope in it, but also just how hard it was. And that's what this song is about. It's called Long Way Around.
Laying there beside you, waiting for the world to change. Waving goodbye in my mind. Lying there beside you, wishing I was miles away. I can almost feel you breathe. It's a long way around, a hard way around you, and it's such a long way down, waiting to see you. Woke you up this morning, searching for the words to say. When the violent skies surround you, and it's a long way around, a hard way around you, and it's such a long way down, waiting to see you. We've only got each other to blame. There's no easy way out. What was it those two guys once said? We can work it out. No, 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 no. Lying here beside you, amazed at how the world has changed. Just letting go, letting go. And it's a long way around, still a long, hard way around you. And it's still such a long way down, but I'm happy to see you.
And this last song I wrote almost immediately after writing that previous one that you heard, Long Way Around. This one's called Survival, and it's basically about the same thing. So here you go. Thank you.
If I could turn away the shadows in my mind, it's my survival, my greatest rival. If I could just fade away, ride off along the wind, what would you say? No, I'm not suicidal, just desperate for survival. If I could just let go, just stop my heart, it wouldn't hurt me so. No, that's not an ultimatum, so let me state verbatim. You said you didn't love me like you should, you didn't think you ever could. Where's my sweet release? Where can I really turn for peace? Now that it's all said and done, it's all behind me, the battle has been won. Because I hit the highway, and now I do things my way, yeah. Oh, oh.
So there you go. Thank you, those of you that made it all the way to the end here, for sticking around and listening. I hope it's something that you enjoyed. You know, like I said, I recently rediscovered that I had written these things after not listening to them for a long time, and it felt good. And yeah, so I want to share that. And I've got more. There's other songs, and I can go into more details telling the stories behind them, if that's something that interests people. But I'll be doing that over on our Patreon page, where for as little as $1 a month, you can support Infants on Thrones and express your gratitude for the things that we provide to you. And we'll keep doing this, whether you do that or not, but it really is helpful. So for those of you who are able to and willing to, please come support us on Patreon. And thank you again for listening to Infants on Thrones.
Hi, this is Debbie from South Jordan, Utah. I've listened to Infants on Thrones since the first episode, mostly to hear Glenn.
Yeah.
I'm a true fan. Mm-hmm. I enjoy his quick wit, kind heart, and brilliant mind.
Wow.
And that I haven't had to change his diapers for a very long time.
Despite all the shit.
My lived experience?
Yeah.
I'm his mom. You can comment on this episode on the website, infantsonthrones.com. And if you really like what you hear, give the quorum a 5-star rating and write a short review on iTunes. I did.
Did you really?
Anyone for the closing prayer?
But did you really, though?
Not yet, but I will
before. Oh, come on.
Thank you for listening to Infants on Thrones.
All right, one more. I'll just do one more. You know, this is like the Easter egg encore that nobody asked for, but I'm going to do. So this is an example of when I took a song and I added a bunch of layers to it on GarageBand, and I'm mostly happy with it. I kind of cringe at a lot of parts of it, to be honest. The song is called Song Long Gone, which sounds kind of weird. Song Long Gone. I was in Asia. But the inspiration for it was really a friend of mine that we'd been friends since our freshman year at BYU, and he was still very active in the church. I was not. This is written around that same time period, 2009. And, you know, one of the things that I did not like about the church, one of the things that was part of my faith crisis, was the recognition of how egotistical it made me. And not it made me, because I'm already, you know, I already have that struggle of egotism and arrogance and all of those things that I just didn't like about myself. I didn't want to be this big, ego guy. I just didn't want that. And so that's what this song is about. I say, you know, you made me a star. It's like I was talking to my parents, my mom, or church leaders that had made me think that I was born in the last days and that I was super special, and that everything in the world that happened was happening just for me. And so that's part of the thread that's going on in this song, is just kind of feeling like, I don't want to be that way. So I'm kind of mocking that, like some self-mockery. And then overlaid on that is this conversation I had with this friend of mine, where I kind of just realized, oh, wow, I remember what it used to be like to believe things the way you do. It was this realization of how far I had come in, or how far I had changed in my beliefs. And so the things that he said to me kind of reminded me of a song long gone from yesterday. And so that's really the inspiration behind this song that I'll end with today, in its GarageBand form. Thank you.
Song long gone from yesterday. time behind when my mind wouldn't push those precious things away. I still can taste the joy of knowing you from yesterday. Plastic hangers in your hand, a missionary man. And now here you are with your faith and your Peter Pan advice, ignoring the scars on your face, and you're asking. Time behind when my mind couldn't see things any other way. I still can taste the certainty of you from yesterday.
Not in service at this time.